Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I don't think you should be able to expect an actual accurate account of how many people were out of school, or how many kids were out of school on the out-of-school march that actually seemed to have propagated through across many states, as well as how many people protested and walked out of work and so forth. I actually called a couple of my friends over the weekend regarding their employment, and because I've been into defense contracting, and sure enough, they're being required. If you don't have the jab, you will lose your job. And or if they possibly some, so the larger good companies, I should say, are trying to figure out how to realign them so that they're no longer, quote unquote, in the government contracting side of the business. But to be honest, most of the people, you know, most of those people who have clearances, well, that's kind of hard to replace those types of people. Having gone down the path of hiring people to, you know, fulfill clearance types of jobs where you have to have very high security level clearances, it's kind of tough getting those people. And as a matter of fact, what I have noticed since the 80s is the standards have gone down, down, down. Because in the 80s, well, you couldn't have gambled. I mean, you couldn't even have spent time in Vegas. You couldn't, homosexuality, absolutely no way. I mean, there were these very high standards of people, you know, to obtain a security clearance. You had to live a very high standard of life. As we progressed towards the 2000s, that had completely changed. I mean, there was nothing, no immorality that a person could not get away with and or be involved in their lives and be denied a clearance. It's ironic, right? And it's not necessarily societal. I honestly think that was the beginning of the deep state showing itself. And actually, that started in the 90s under Clinton, when George Bush Sr. and Clinton of the 90s really started changing things. And that's when the questions started changing for security clearances. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that because I'm sure people are listening. So anyway, what we want to do is we want to let you know that this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. And you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and evidence-based solutions of what has to happen. We have a compact. The compact is being violently assaulted and violated. We must take a stand on the Constitution. It just, I express this all the time. It is just frustrating for me that I have to go through this so much. Folks, when we start looking at politicians and the agendas and how they constantly compromise your liberty, they compromise your Constitution, that is unacceptable. I saw an article, and I forget the person's name, it was a female, that was calling out as a Republican politician, calling out that the Republican Party needed an agenda. I'm sorry, the Republican Party needs to actually be done away with. But most people won't get this, and most people won't understand this until you've actually ran into the brick wall of the Uniparty. When you finally realize that once the Uniparty gets entrenched into your state, it is done. Just put a fork in it. We saw this in Washington State last year when the Republican Party had an opportunity. They were contacted on August 28th. August 28th, they were contacted and given an opportunity to actually endorse and get behind a First Amendment petition to removing Inslee. This would have removed. Now, I say this because if you understand, the Republican Party actually has access to half of the state. They could have easily gotten out there to get a lot of people. I mean, when you say a lot of people, we're talking in the millions. could have easily signed a petition to remove Inslee. And when you do that, when you have the Republican Party calling out to remove the sitting governor because he's violated his oath of office and in accordance with the Constitution is no longer eligible, that would have created an education to the electorate to know that, hey, they actually can be held accountable. And the Republican Party passed. We actually reached out to the different parties, or actually to the different candidates in the governor race. And so, calling them the parties in the race are those candidates. And we reached out to them and said, hey, look, we have an opportunity to alleviate and get rid of Inslee. But we need some support here because we, you know, you guys are in the trenches. You already have a following. Can you get involved in this? They didn't even want to do it. They just thought, oh, this might be interesting. Especially the guy that wasn't even on the ticket. Is I get Joshua Freeze, something like that. And in talking to him, he goes, wow, this is kind of interesting. But he didn't get involved. His campaign didn't get involved. And so why is it that people don't want to get involved in supporting the Constitution and these types of principles? Why is it that, and it's not, let's be clear, it is those people, those are the ones who are actually entrenched in the party. So to bring this all the way back around, the Republican Party has an agenda. They don't need an agenda, they already have an agenda. And it is to work and collaborate with the left and the Democrats to ensure that the ground that has been surrendered, the liberties that you have lost, aren't brought back. Why is it that even though the empirical data has proven that removing prayer from the school and removing the Bible from the school, how come we do not and have not restored the Bible and prayer? How come we have not, as we have proven, some of the compromises, these political compromises have decimated us. Why haven't we done something about that and bringing those types of things back? Because the Republican Party is not about going backwards. They're about maintaining and keeping us from going backwards. They're working with the left. This is a uniparty, and this is a deep state and what some people would call oppositional control or controlled opposition. Anyway, as I missed and failed to mention Timber Nation, if you're looking for something of quality furniture to put into your home, I would highly recommend reaching out to Timber Nation and going and figuring out what you want, whether you want a desk, whether you need a table, whether you need bookshelves or audio racks for your audio equipment, what have you. Get solid hardwood furnishings. You will not regret having something that will outlast you and something that you can actually give to your children. And your children, I understand that these are big pieces of wood. They're hardwood. They're indestructible. And these are the types of things that will, as far as I'm concerned, they will always hold their value. Anyway, RadioDustCovers.com. If you're looking for protecting your electronics, go to RadioDustCovers.com. Red Pill Expo, we are in the final weeks of getting ready for Red Pill Expo. So please make sure you go and get your tickets and or your streaming. You're going to want to stream this because the information, if you're looking for the up-to-date truth on what's going on with COVID, the vaccines, and everything else, the people that are going to be there that will be talking, go look at the bill or, you know, the itinerary, those people who are going to be speaking. Look at who's speaking. You're going to find that this is going to be a level of information that is going to get you current and up to date, actually help point you to places that you may need to know about as it's going to get tighter and tighter. Because right now it's companies that are 100 employees or greater. I'm telling you, the states are going to start coming after smaller employees to a point where everybody who has a operating company must have the vaccine. And so it's just a matter of time, my friends, at least especially in the pink states and the blue states as well as the purple states. Now, purple is where you could be going either way, Republican or Democrat. Anyway, we hope that you start understanding why businesses need to get involved. If you see businesses that are struggling, if you see businesses that are, you know, just on their last leg, point out to these folks, point out to the business owner and say, this is why it's important that businesses are involved in politics. That they need to start, you know, it doesn't matter if they have to look at the compromises of politics. They don't. But what they can do is they can support the Constitution and demand that we start having constitutional candidates on the ticket so that they can get elected. They can get behind people who support the Constitution. Why? Because it'll maintain an even and fair playing field for all businesses to compete. Anyway, we've got our comment line, 425-270-5416. We have marketing today, and so we're going to be getting into probably marketing for most of the week. We will be getting into, as we go into break here, we're going to be getting into, I believe the next thing we're going to get into will be the, the Enabling Acts. There we go. The Enabling Acts of states. So we're going to start looking at how the first states were enabled and how later states were constrained instead of fully enabled as states. And we'll get into that when we come back. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so one of the things I actually wanted to get into before we got into the marketing is compulsion. Now, there is only one instance in the Constitution that actually allows the federal government to compel you, only one. And so I think it's good to probably give you a good contrast of what that compulsion is and why that compulsion exists. Because the federal government, its only responsibility were over external things, national security, international relationships,
international trade, trade amongst the states with the nations and vice versa. It didn't have the ability to get into the domestic affairs of commerce. It didn't have the ability to get into the domestic affairs of healthcare or labor or anything else. But it did have a national security requirement of being able to fight wars. And in the last war that they had, it was on this soil. The Revolutionary War was something that we had to address. And so there was this one point or this one issue of compulsion that they knew that they would need if they had to fight another war here in America. Now, here's the question. Here is the question. Do you believe that we need to remove the Third Amendment? I would say yes, because we're now at a point where there's no reason for the federal government, because bottom line, if it's a militia, then the militia should be taking, you know, it should be the people. We need to restore the militia and emphasize, you know, everybody's participation, everybody's participation either in the organized or the unorganized militia. That you don't have a choice. I really don't care how old you are. You better own a gun. And if you're in the unorganized militia, you better not only just own a gun, but you better at least know how to fire that gun. But here's the point, and this is the Third Amendment that I want you to actually understand. This is the only compulsion that they have over the people. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in manner to be prescribed by law. So in other words, if in time of war, Congress does prescribe by law that, you know, people that live in the combat area, close to the battle zones, may have to quarter troops, United States troops, or federalized militia to basically stay within your homes, barns, and on your property. Now, this is the only compulsion that the federal government possesses in the Constitution. In other words, but what they're saying is they have the right to force you into using your property for helping quarter, helping keep. Now, it doesn't mean that you can trash your property, because as a matter of fact, there were cases where people actually went back to the government because of damages of housing soldiers and so forth of the Revolutionary War and in the War of 1812, where the government came back and compensated those people for the damages done by either drunken, disorderly soldiers or what have you. To be clear, if you look at the essence of property, let's go back to what Madison stated about property in his essay on property, that this property, this real estate, this tangible physical property that you possess, that it is something sacred, but it's something that the government has acknowledged, or they put an earmarker to say, we may have to do this. Well, I believe we're at a point in a position now where we don't have to do this anymore. Well, but here's the thing. If we get rid of the U.S. Army, if we get rid of the U.S. Air Force, and we move those responsibilities back to the Navy and the Marine Corps, to where those are the only legitimate services, and the Navy takes over the role of U.S. Space Force, then what we would have is we would have a greater dependence on the militia. Would we need to ever quarter, you know, in public places and so forth, or in personal properties? The question is, do we really need this amendment? The bigger question is, if they could only compel us to share our property for the needs of the nation, they cannot compel you, because it is not within the Constitution to compel you to actually inject something into your body. They just don't have that power. It is antithetical
to the powers that we have delegated and limiting them to very specific powers and not ever opening the door to where they could actually start violating our personal lives in such a way, friends. Can't you understand that if we don't start taking a stand now, and if we don't start actually pushing the governments back into compliance of the Constitution, it's not just fighting a vaccine. You know, that's the evil of what's really happening. People are actually only responding to what they perceive as the threat. The real threat is the violations of our Constitution, not necessarily the vaccine itself. That's only one big symptom of the threat. The fact that they have Obamacare, the fact that they have the CDC, the fact that they have a Department of Labor dictating what they can do and how they can inject labor laws into our environment. They can't do any of these things. And look at what they're doing. They're using every single part of their unconstitutional house of cards to inflict all of this kind of pain and misery upon the people of this nation. We are their enemies. And if you don't get this, then it's a sad day in America. But I do believe everybody that listens to this show does get it. If you're not sharing this message, because this message is all about compliance of the Constitution. We're not just trying to get you to buy into homeschool here. We're not just getting you to buy into, you know, watching the TV show. We're getting you to start actually doing and utilizing the tools in the Constitution to help you fight back and take back this government, to take back your communities. One of those things that we've covered already, and I can't emphasize this enough, the two real tools inside the Constitution that we have, that we can use as weapons, is the First Amendment petition and common law grand juries. Common law grand juries take a lot of effort to get there, and that would require a lot of First Amendment petitions. And the only problem that we have at this point with common law grand juries is the fact that the states do not realize that the federal government, the Supreme Court, had basically outlawed common law grand juries. This is why one of those issues on the Bill of Rights that we have to actually take a stand on, that issue is that that your state legislator needs to actually reinvigorate or empower the people to actually be able to convene common law grand juries to actually start clarifying the law so that they no longer can get away with violating the law under the color of law by creating illegal powers, illegal laws and regulations. The color of law is where government goes beyond its authorized powers and then creates a power and then starts creating law of enforcing that power, like the Environmental Protection Agency. That is the color of law. Labor law in the United States, and the United States labor law from the Department of Labor, that is the color of law. The Energy Department and energy regulations and all of those types of things, the color of law. The Department of Education, critical race theory, Common Core, the curriculum, the fact that they even regulate education is the color of law. All of the things that they are doing really falls into this concept of the color of law. It is all about this house of cards that they have created. They have aggrandized themselves and aggrandized power when the state should have been shutting them down. The problem was that we had culprits in the states that allowed these things to happen. Well, that's why we need to replace everybody that's sitting in the state right now that actually thinks it's okay that the government does what it does. This is why we need governors, we need attorney generals, we need state legislators, we need county commissioners, all in support of Republic Review and holding the federal government and all levels of government accountable to the U.S. Constitution and the state constitutions and getting these things right. So what are we going to do with these First Amendment petitions? The first thing that we want to do, and as a matter of fact, in response to what's going on with the school boards, start your First Amendment petitions to go after your school board. See, and I've confirmed this, in most of the states, almost every state, school boards are elected officials. Guess what? They have to take an oath of office, which means that they're under oath to support the Constitution, not some political agenda to basically brainwash your kids into becoming puppets for the state and actually using your kids for social engineering and morphing them and making them fully focused on irrelevant issues such as sexuality and those types of things. Anyway, as you can tell, we're in a heartbreak. When we come back, we'll talk more about these First Amendment petitions and what you can do, and then we'll get into the news and marketing as you need to know. And we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so moving forward, as we start restoring a lot of our rights and a lot of the laws that somehow have been ripped away from us, like I was just saying in the previous segment about common law. The Supreme Court had no, they can't legislate and say we don't recognize common law courts anymore. And the fact that we actually have to have state legislators go back and say we do recognize and empower county common law courts, county common law grand juries. We have to get back to those types of things so that people understand that we have two actual layers of protection within the Constitution to fight back, one, this level of corruption, and to enforce the Constitution. These are the two things that we absolutely have to use. The First Amendment petition. Like I said, it takes a lot of effort to get to the common law grand juries, but if we get state legislatures to open that up, then it's not as hard, and I think we would actually be able to utilize common law grand juries to a far more to a greater extent in helping the states restore their sovereignty and their power. But let's talk about the First Amendment petitions real quick. What you have to do is you have to use a First Amendment petition to go after your school boards and demand that they get rid of the illegal curriculum. Now, what I mean by illegal curriculum, if you have decency laws, if you have laws that do not allow children to be in the possession of pornography or pornographic type of materials, then because what they're doing with, and they've been doing this for years, is giving these kids all sorts of information regarding homosexuality, transgenderism, which is absolutely pornographic. Demand that all of that material be removed because it is beyond the subject matter that is appropriate for a child under the age of 18. And the school boards will scoff at you. They won't even recognize your First Amendment petition. So what you do before you even go in to petition them is you go down and you teach your sheriff and his sheriffs what a First Amendment petition is, that you have a right to interrupt government. You have a right to shut them down and make them listen to you as you petition them for the redress of grievances, that what they're doing is illegal. And if the school board refuses to allow, yield the time to you, the citizen, with a constitutional right to do this, then they, when the school board basically denies you and shuts you down, that's when the sheriff steps up and arrests them and walks them down to, for denying you your First Amendment right to petition them. I'll tell you what, you're going to get heads snapping very quickly as people start recognizing around the country the power of the First Amendment petition in attacking your school boards, in attacking your utility regulation boards, and those types of things, because they don't want to recognize you. It's the same thing with your county commissioners, that you have a right to shut them down and force them to understand that they are violating, or that they must support their oath of office, period. And so, as you start educating your sheriff, you're going to find out if you need to target your sheriff and remove him. Because bottom line, we're not taking it anymore. Bottom line, we're using the Constitution as our weapon against all public servants who fail to support their oath of office, who don't think that they need to do this. Folks, this is how you do it. This is how you start waking them up and you start getting them to dance. It's kind of like, you remember the old Westerns where, you know, the guys would, basically the bad guy would, you know, and sometimes the good guys would do this too, but what they would do is they would disarm the other culprit, and then they would make them dance, and by shooting out their feet, and they would just start literally, you know, dancing around and hopping because they didn't want to get their feet shot. Well, we need to start making them dance, because bottom line, they don't want to get their butts burnt by actually being removed from office. So some of these people need to snap too. But those people who refuse to snap to, their butts are going to be burnt and they're going to be out of office. And this is why we have to continually push to where we put enough pressure throughout the counties that we bubble this up to the state legislature. And the state legislature actually invokes laws of enforcing the Constitution, and especially Section 3 of the Constitution. It really just upsets me when I get into an argument with a lame brain idiot that tells me that Section 3 was only for punishing the Southern legislators after the Civil War. That is not in the language, and that is not within the debates. That was why the language changed from what it was in punishing just the Southern lawyers to what it is today to hold people accountable. As I tell people, the divine hand of providence was involved in what went into this Constitution and the additional amendments that were necessary. Only he knew, and I'm telling you right now, you know, anybody that understands the failures of the Articles of Confederation, anybody that understands where we were going and the help that we needed as a nation, then you start understanding why they were very open and receptive in praying for the divine hand of providence in inspiring them. Sorry about all the tongue-tying today. It's going to be one of those days. Anyway, so that's one way you can use a First Amendment petition in cleaning up school boards. You could do the same thing with all of these other elected positions. We also, and I said this before, but now this is the real strategy moving forward. We want to start using First Amendment petitions going after our county commissioners on some common First Amendment petitions. One of them is the removal of the governor. We're going to have 30-some states exercising First Amendment petitions to removing their governor. But we're pointing this to the county commissioners. Why? Well, we're a Republican form of government, and our county commissioners are who? They are our representatives. We elect them to represent us. They actually interface with the state legislature. We want them to support their oath of office as they represent all of us. And instead of sending tens of thousands of people, or actually millions of people, we shouldn't need to do that. What we need to do is send those who represent us to go up to actually demand that the governor be removed. And so as we push this, what we're going to find out are those board members on the education board, those county commissioners that don't support the Constitution, their oath of office, because they're not going to do it. And if they don't do it, you replace every single one of them with good constitutional supporters. You do not need to have some college degree to sit there as a county commissioner. As a matter of fact, you're better off not having any of those types of understandings, because the first thing you need to do is start getting rid of laws. Start getting rid of unconstitutional laws and the enforcement of unconstitutional. Is homosexual marriage a constitutional law? Does the federal government have the ability to mandate that every county and every county clerk will provide licenses for homosexual couples? Are you kidding me? That's not an enumerated power. And most of the states actually voted against that. If you happen to live in a state that voted for it, then you're stuck. And that's Washington State and Hawaii. All the other states, they either haven't done it or they have actually passed, like California's passed it twice. Fact of the matter is, we have all the power to start demanding and enforcing the constitutional compliance. And in so doing, we will now actually start putting the fear of God. Actually, we start removing these people and people that actually step into office. As long as they are in compliance with the Constitution, they will become the heroes. So how does this go down? As we start moving forward in the next election, let these county commissioners, let these board members stand in the town hall meetings and stand in their campaigning with the people in front of them and say, you know, and have to address, because the challenger should be right there to say, this person has failed to fulfill their oath of office. When you, the people, came to her and demanded that they fulfill their oath by going up to remove the governor, or by, you know, removing this pornography from the education system, and let them defend their record amongst the people, because 9 times out of 10 that nobody gets into the nuts and bolts of what's going on with the school boards and how they're peddling porn to the kids. It's the same thing with the fact that your state or your county commissioners have the same responsibilities as your state legislators in supporting the Constitution. And they're the ones that should be going to your state legislatures. And if they're not, and if they're not defending your liberties and the Constitution, then they're worthless. You have to get rid of them. And so you need people in the counties to actually be relentless, to actually go after these people. Because all you have to do is have a mad mother out there campaigning against this pornography peddler of the school board. Are these other people that are actually our problems, these corrupt individual politicians? So anyway, Now that I've kind of done ranting over this, when we come back, we will get into the G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News and some of the stuff that we want to share with you so that you understand what's going down and how it's going down. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so we're in the last segment. And I've got to say this, that most everybody knows what Let's Go Brandon means. And I don't want to be void of that. But I do want to say this, that it has become more and more common that more and more people are actually sharing that sentiment. And because it is becoming so common, and because it seems to be coming from people that are, you know, less likely to be political, I don't believe, if you look at the current ratings of, you know, Biden's, you know, confidence in Biden, the American people, and, you know, those types of surveys where the approval ratings and all of that, I do not believe any of those surveys that are giving Biden that high of a confidence. I think everybody is starting to recognize that this guy is on the road program. He's retired on active duty, is what we call that, because basically this guy is brain dead. And I mean that because he doesn't really understand what he's doing. There has been, I don't want to call it rumor, but there's been reports that there has been somebody within the Biden White House that's actually come right out and stated that they are, you know, handling him in such a way that he basically doesn't know what he is doing. This guy is lost. I mean, this is why he was the perfect candidate for the globalists, because they basically, he's like Gumby. They bend him into the shapes and the directions, facing him in the direction he needs to be so that he does exactly what they want him to do. I mean, this guy has no will. He has no self-determination. He is a tool. He is a shill. And he is a shill for destroying America. This is why in yesterday's episode, I emphasized again that we have the power. If we get Congress and enough people within the Congress, if we flip it to the Republicans, there's a good likelihood that they will actually invoke the 12th Amendment and get rid of both him and Harris. Anyway, need to know news. And I started to read this. G. Edward Griffin, need to know news. Last month, the New York City District Attorney Cyrus Vance charged 13 Americans for buying phony vaccination cards, and several of them were health care workers who were told they would be fired if they didn't get the shot. Tucker Carlson says that buying a fake vaccination pass is not a serious crime, but instead is an act of desperation by decent law-abiding Americans who have been forced into a corner by tyrants. In other words, I'll put it to you differently. The tyranny has gotten so bad that people are now responding to where they say, we're not going to do this, and we will figure out other ways of trying to, you know, bypass having to do this. You know, as Adam Smith stated in his book, The Wealth of Nations, he stated that when government becomes so onerous, it is innate within people for their desire to get ahead, for their desire to, you know, actually, you know, maintain their possessions and their prominence or their position or what have you, that people will be willing to actually break the law because government becomes too onerous. And so this is where we see gaming the system. America has this embedded in them in gaming the system. It's not just America, though. As Adam Smith points out, this is innate within everybody. If there is a way to game the system so that you can get ahead because government is so onerous today, then who do you blame? You can't blame the people. The indictment has to go upon government because government is too authoritarian. They're too draconian. They are too communist. They are too, again, going down to totalitarianism. This is the path that we're leading to. And it always plays out the same way. Those people who are considered a threat, they will be exterminated because you are going to stop them, or they fear you because of what you can say and do in exposing them. This is, go through history. These are the outcomes whenever totalitarian despot or whenever totalitarianism starts focusing and actually not focusing, surfacing, you will find that the people that are perceived as the threats to their plan, to their agenda, they are killed. Anyway, he says, and this is Tucker Carlson, he says that forcing anyone to take drugs they don't need or want is a serious crime. And he's absolutely right on. G. Edward Griffin also reported that the Attorney General Merrick Garland announced he was going to use the FBI to target parents with investigations of who oppose the critical race theory and speaks out against it at local school board meetings. So in other words, he's actually going to start supporting the targeting of parents and actually going after them to arrest them for standing up against critical race theory. Critical race theory promotes anti-white racism. In other words, it's racism against whites. It turns out that the Attorney General's son-in-law is making lots of money selling the books used by schools to teach the racist theory. Attorney General Garland has a huge conflict of interest as his daughter, Rebecca Garland, is married to Alexander Tanner, the co-founder of an education resource company, Panorama Education, that pushes critical race theory, which angry parents across the country are protesting. Panorama also collects social and emotional data from students in grades kindergarten to 12. Panorama holds multi-million-dollar contracts with school boards across the country. Critics say that this is a declaration of war on parents and an intimidation of political opponents. Folks, it's time to start realizing our government isn't just a little hostile. It is on a move to actually take over and to implement totalitarianism. If you're not reading the tea leaves, this is what's happening. We can't let this continue. The next story, J. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News. Government orders Google to track, listen to this, Biden's government orders Google to track anyone using certain names, addresses, and phone numbers. An accidentally unsealed court document showed that the U.S. government is reportedly secretly issuing keyboard warrants for Google to provide user data on anyone typing in certain search terms. Fears have been raised over the possibility that innocent online users could get caught up in a serious crime investigation at a greater frequency than previously thought. It is not publicly disclosed how much users' data is sent to the government and what the extent of the warrant requests are. This technique threatens First Amendment interests and will inevitably sweep up innocent people. Police are doing this in secret. Okay, that doesn't sound totalitarian, does it? That doesn't sound like they're overreaching their bounds, does it? I'm telling you, folks, everywhere you look, every time you are going to see a story, either the liberal media is spinning it or it is an indictment that we have created. And what we have now is a totalitarian government that is working to seal their deal. And the funny thing is that, actually it's not funny, but if you look at the election process and the election system, we are hosed. It is so bad that they know that they have control over this system. If you don't reject and if you don't have precincts to start going down and you actually have people turning in the ballots at the precinct, maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to reject mailing in our ballots and demanding that the precinct committee officers actually stand up, you know, and do a precinct so that everybody can get their ballots counted and the precinct can actually count and actually report this is the outcome from this precinct. And countering, this would be countering the electronic counts because now those ballots aren't in the system. This requires a lot of cooperation from a lot of people because bottom line, anybody that has faith in these automated processing systems where there's algorithms to determine outcome, when they use the term algorithm, why is an algorithm inside a, you know, a voting machine to determine whether you clicked on this or this? It's either one, two, three, or however many options there are, and that's it. Why an algorithm? When they start putting algorithms, that means that they're putting programming into these boxes to determine the outcome. That's the only reason an algorithm or programming would be required, because if not, it would just be a calculator. Calculators don't have algorithms. Calculators do functions. And so I'm here to tell you, my friends, start reading the tea leaves. We are living in the times that the Bible warns us of. And we, if we're going to be held accountable, if we want to be at least perceived as one that stood up against this, you better start doing it quick. We're running out of time. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.